on evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL Show with Nigel Carmody. Catch the VFL live on Channel 7 this weekend.
One round to go in the VFL and all to play for. The Peter Jackson VFL is alive, and our VFL segment brought to you by Routley's Bakery and Friday Pie Day tomorrow. Do not miss it, Nigel. Talk about tight this weekend. Some big games last weekend went right down to the wire.
Yeah, freakish weekend, Finey, and sets up a pretty amazing final round, given that you've still mathematically, we love that term in footy, got 12 teams in contention, but Willie can finish first or second, Box Hill anywhere between first and third, Port anywhere between second and fourth, Casey anywhere between third and seventh, Richmond, Essendon and Footscray, who still all are an outside chance of finishing fourth but could finish as low as seventh, and then Collingwood, who sit inside the eight at the moment on 32 points. On the other side of them, the Northern Blues and Werribee, and then Geelong and Sandy, who are tailed off but still some sort of mathematical chance, but sets up a brilliant final round of Peter Jackson VFL footy.
Well, we're going to catch up with the outgoing Coburg coach, the illustrious Peter German, in the VFL segment. But let's have a quick look at games that were. And Collingwood could have secured that final spot last week, but in a nail-biter, inaccurate kicking cost them as they went down by 5 points to Geelong at the Holden Centre.
Yeah, as you said, 26 scoring shots to 21. Denied the Pies to probably sew up 8th spot in Jared Rivers' first year as coach. Cale Kirby continuing his outstanding season, tied with Jordan Lyle in the race for Frosty as we head into the final weekend of the season. And kudos to Tom Atkins, who had 23 tackles on the weekend, kicked 2 goals as well. He's been heart and soul player for Geelong and really developed. He was a local product, played a handful of games last year and started to announce himself towards the end of the season, was in the state squad this year and probably would have worn the big V if not for a hamstring injury. He's returned and has certainly fired late in the season for the Cats.
Just have a look at Essendon and Footscray on the ladder. They've both got 10 wins and 7 losses. And Essendon's percentage, 127.7. Footscray, 126.82. So no surprise their game went right down to the wire at Windy Hill last Saturday.
And if these two teams do stay in their area of the ladder, depending on results this weekend, and finish in spots 5-8, which would put them in an elimination final, potentially against each other in week one of the VFL final series. For mine, they're the two teams lurking in that bottom half of the draw who could make a run and perhaps go all the way, such as their game-breaking qualities. Heath Hocking has been a great player this year for the Bombers amongst their players to kick two. Jake Long kicked a couple, but also copped a 3-week suspension. Mitch Honeychurch had outstanding form in the VFL across the year with 3, and we see Campbell and Lipinski rewarded for their form with AFL selection tomorrow night against the Hawks.
And the Northern Blues kept their finals hopes alive in what was a pretty even game for 3 quarters at the Preston City Oval. They stormed all over the top of Werribee in the last.
Andrew Gallucci finding some form with 4 goals as well. Nick Graham continuing what's been another ultra-consistent season at VFL level as well. And Matt Munro kicked 3 for Werribee, and I think he's a player that John Lamont would look on as a real product of the season the Tigers have had, and someone they can hopefully really build their list around over the next couple of seasons, alongside Matt Hansen, who was named Werribee's best player again, and you'd imagine he is winning the Tigers' best and fairest by some distance.
In the wooden spoon battle between Coburg and North Ballarat, the Burgers at home at Piranha Park, or the Lions, had set up a win with a very powerful first quarter.
But an incredibly exciting game, Finey. It took a goal from Carl Brown at the 31-minute mark of the final quarter to put Coburg out of harm's way in what was an incredibly exciting match. Two teams that have only won the one game for the year, but they've been ultra-competitive and probably deserve to perhaps have won 3 or 4 games each. But as you said, 9-1 to 3-1 straight out of the gates for the Lions, and they get the win. And we look forward to speaking to Peter German shortly ahead of his 174th VFL coaching game. Had a great career coaching a number of clubs across the competition.
The KC Demons arguably had their best win of the season, defeating top of the table Williamstown.
Yeah, in really tough conditions out at Casey Fields. The game wasn't affected by rain at all in terms of in play, but certainly the surface at Casey Fields was under a little bit of wear and tear as a result of the rain we had around Melbourne last weekend. Liam Hewlett with a couple of goals, Lockie Shields with a couple of goals, meanwhile for Williamstown as well. We saw, of course, Jack Watts get reported in that game. That was very quickly dismissed on Monday by the powers that be at the VFL. And Casey find themselves in fourth spot. They've won 5 straight games now, and Williamstown, still very much a form side, sitting on top of the ladder going into the weekend. Had the luxury of resting Sam Donnell, Ben Jolly and Jake Greiser for that match on the weekend.
Richmond, pillar to post, powered past Sandringham for a comfortable 70-point win.
As we said, Sam Lloyd brought up the half-century in terms of possessions, kicked four goals to go with it. And
Four goals, five.
Talking to some people, particularly out of the Sandringham camp, they think Richmond's just about the best they've seen across the course of the season. Their form at Punt Road's been pretty impressive, apart from that blip on the radar loss to Collingwood a little bit earlier in the year as well. Sandy have found a player, though. Corey Rich, who's come into their team in the second half of the season, had a little bit of senior football. I think last year was the 23rd man, but he's developed well in their program this season. He kicked three.
Speaking of potential best wins of the season, Port Melbourne travelled to Box Hill City Oval, and they had a great win against the second-place Box Hill Hawks.
Well, in the context of their year, it sewed up a top-four spot, which, of course, is all-important. But perhaps more importantly, it was Toby Pinwell, their captain's 200th game. We spoke to him on the program last week. Just been an amazing ambassador for the competition. And not surprising that Port found something to deliver the win. Jordan Lyle with four goals to find himself tied with Cale Kirby going into the weekend.
So we'll have a look at the games to make up the home and away season a little later in the hour. But let's take a break, and when we come back, outgoing Coburg coach, influential throughout his time in the VFL, Peter German, our special guest. Well, yeah, one more game at the helm of Coburg, and it has been, I'd say, a difficult appointment because, of course, Coburg battling on many fronts. First of all, standalone after their alignment with Richmond ended, then really trying to summons inner city interest in a VFL side is not easy, and raising the funds accordingly, not easy. But the proof has been in the pudding, not on the ladder for Coburg, but in production of AFL footballers. And Peter German can be very proud in what has been achieved with the likes of Luke Ryan, of course, performing so well for the Fremantle Dockers, Michael Hartley at Essendon, Adam Saad, the Dasher, for the Gold Coast, and also a young Fox being recruited as well. That's four from a club that has maybe struggled on the ladder, but certainly continued to be a great breeding ground for footballers, and the man with just a wealth and a wonderful history of coaching and playing joins us tonight. G'day, Germo.
Thanks, Viney. Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's been, in measurables that need to be explored, I think a pretty successful time at Coburg, and one in which many players from the local area have been afforded the opportunity to play against some of the best players in the land through the VFL. And I think most of the objectives have been achieved in your time at Coburg, albeit not threatening for a spot in the finals.
Yeah, I think, if we look at our first year, going back 4 years ago when we first went standalone. Oh, yeah, look, the player, I guess, talent and depth that we had at the time was pretty average. I think we were getting under 18 players out of the EDFL, and they were making up the bulk of the list, you know. But in saying that, really had, some great leadership in Nick Carnell and Ben Clifton and Daniel Vendetti. So we had a couple of players there and were able to get Alex Featherston out of Pasco Vale, who was just a little bit older, and we were able to get a little bit of experience. But yeah, the depth, I guess, was never there. But the hard bit over the last 3 years has been able to then try and keep a group together. You know, I look at Port Melbourne, and they've still got a core group of players who were playing that when I was coaching Williamstown. So, to be able to keep players for 5, 6, 7, 8 years is, that's the real challenge of certainly for Coburg. I've really enjoyed my time. I've played for Coburg since I was a kid, and seen the last three Div 1 premierships, and, my pop was played there. So I've got a real affinity to Coburg and a real love for the place. And my concern's always been, about, how the club's going to move forward. And, and that's predominantly why I made the decision. I just knew that I wasn't going to be the right coach for for probably the next 2 or 3 years. So, but saying that, as I said, I've really enjoyed my time and still looking forward to, you know, see how the club can move forward.
Peter, the club was 6-12 last year. You're 2-15 right now, but from an outside perspective, it doesn't feel like the 2016 and 17 list should have as much of a gulf between them, particularly when you consider how close you were to perhaps winning those games against the likes of Collingwood and Sandringham, Casey, the Northern Blues and Werribee. How do you view it from a coaching perspective?
Oh, look, it has been frustrating. You know, it has been a tough year. The thing is, I guess, with us this year being that we could actually probably take 12 of our players out of our senior team and bring in 12 of our players from our development, and we'd actually get no change. We've just got probably, you know, a real big, you know, gulf of players that, you know, that are all pretty much the same in terms of how much impact they're going to have at VFL level, and that's a challenge. If we can keep, you know, a lot of those players around for the next 2 or 3 years, that's when we'll actually be able to see more, you know, impact on the field, and that's when we're going to start to be able to win. You know, let's get up to say 5 or 6 with those guys, and then our biggest challenge is to get, you know, probably 3 or 4 ex-AFL, or, you know, 3 or 4. I'd love to get a Ben Jolly, or a, you know, just get a couple of players who have, you know, played 150, 200 games of VFL footy, or just a couple of ex-AFL players like a Benal who have come back and really been able to impact VFL. We just need a couple of those players, because then they give those young players, I guess, that professionalism, and they actually raise the bar for a lot of those guys. It's hard to raise a bar when you've only got young kids, you know, who predominantly are still learning VFL footy, which to me, watching a lot of you know, state league footy, it's totally different. You know, VFL football is totally different to Waffle, to Sandford, to Meefall and all those. You know, it's a tough competition and it's a lot of contested ball. So, you know, that really means that you need stronger bodies and experienced bodies to be able to make good decisions and be able to impact, you know, in those sorts of conditions.
Jermo, you spoke then about the preference to bring in players of talent. Do you see the development league and its removal being a help or a hindrance to a standalone club like Coburg?
Look, it's a tough one. I'd love to keep, you know, the development, because that gives you a football club feel. So it's just going to be totally different. I think it's the clubs who can still, you know, just adapt to it. And Coburg's just going to have to adapt to it. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, look, it's going to save Coburg, you know, possibly 80 to 100 grand in terms of, you know, football money that they can now probably spend, you know, on either one, keep, you know, being able to pay players a little bit more to keep them, say like a Tom Goodwin, so you can actually then, you know, up the ante a bit so it actually makes him want to stay rather than, you know, him getting all these offers left, right and centre that are probably double, know, probably what we're paying. So it's, you know, that's what helps, I guess, Coburg. But, you know, in an ideal world, you know, I think every football club would like to have their own development side or their own reserve side and be able to pick from that. But, you know, I think that, you know, if clubs are smart, they can really still make it work for them.
We're going to have to leave it there, Jermo, but keep your phone handy, because in the next week or so, we'll try and have a chat with you about what the future holds. Thank you for all of your assistance throughout your time at Coburg, and the next chapter, I'm sure, will be most interesting.
All right, no worries, boys.
Good on you, Jermo. Peter German there, Coburg coach. Boys, very quickly, I need your tips for the last important round. Collingwood, Port Melbourne?
Port.
Port.
North Ballarat, Sandringham?
Sandy.
North Ballarat.
Footscray, Williamstown?
Saturday, live on 7 from 2 p.m. Willie.
Casey versus Werribee.
Deez. Demons.
Richmond, Coburg.
Tigers. Richmond.
Geelong, Essendon.
Bombers.
Air Bombers.
And Box Hill, Northern Blues.
Box Hill.
Hawks.
We're going to have a special VFL hour next week. Nigel, look forward to catching up with you then.
Thanks, Finey. Thanks, Ando.
Cheers, mate.
Ando, beautifully played.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gamaverdian from Dental Lounge. Would you like to increase your success, whether it be personal success or career success? Studies have proven that enhancing your smile can enhance your quality of life in every way. I've seen hundreds of patients for porcelain veneers and smile makeovers with amazing results. Simply tap the banner and book your free consultation and I'll be happy to show you. And best of all, ask about our interest-free payment plans. Dental Lounge, Macquarie Street. Create success with your smile.